Back in the 1980s, Gillies was one of the most popular tourist attractions in Texas. Home to two-stepping, western wear, and one mean mechanical bull, Gillies was billed as the largest honky-tonk in the world until it burned down about a decade ago. Now people looking for love or just a good time can travel to Dallas for that Gillies experience. A new nightclub bearing country singer Mickey Gillies' name opened this month near the convention center. He thinks Gillies Dallas will recapture the feel of the original, but without as many bar fights.
It's something that I didn't want to let die, and now we have a Gillies in Dallas, and instead of being the world's largest nightclub, we hopefully that it'll be known as the greatest nightclub in the world.
Why was the first Gillies such a phenomenon?
Well, it started in 1971, seated about 750 people, and right after I got the club open, I started a local television show, and I was advertising Gillies. My business partner started adding on to the club, and it started growing, and he got a little upset because I had left the club and I wasn't there to play all the time, so he installed the mechanical bull to attract the people that like to come to the rodeos in Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and also the Pasadena Rodeo, and it caught on. I thought it was a mistake at first, but it turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
Does the new Gillies live up to the reputation of the old legendary Gillies?
No, we don't want it to.
It did cause you a little grief, didn't it?
Well, we got the mechanical bull there, and I used to tell the people all the time, you know, there's a lot more bull shot there than rode, but I think the club in Dallas is going to be, it might bring back a little bit of the luster of what we was trying to do at the beginning, and there was no reason for Gillies to die. It just, it got to the point that it was so run down, and it began to give me a bad reputation. I'd go out on the road, and people come up to me and say, you know, what in the world is going on in this nightclub, and I got upset about it because I used the old adage, you know, we were having a Kmart operation or a Walmart operation with 7-Eleven prices.
Now you're getting into other kinds of music here, too.
At the old Gillies, we had Fats Domino and we had Ray Charles, and we had a lot of different people coming in and play the club. So it wasn't just country, but and that's the same thing they're going to do with this one. I think they're booking a little bit of everybody in there. They're going to have certain nights for different types of music, and I think it's good.
Well, what about the convention center clientele? Is that are those your people?
Well, these are people come all over the country, you know, from all over the world, actually. And the bottom line is that, you know, they keep running the film The Urban Cowboy on television, and every time they run that film, it's about a two-hour commercial for Gillies. And so the name is synonymous with the club, and I think that it'll be very good for Dallas, it'll be very good for me, and it'll be very good for the people that come to the convention center there to see what Gillies is all about.
Well, maybe the atmosphere there will turn them all into Texans or something. Well, good luck with it.
Well, I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Good to be on the show.
Singer Mickey Gillie will be playing at the new Gillies Dallas Nightclub tomorrow night. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Here comes the hurricane.